Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your fantasy season doesn't end after your draft. The Fantasy Football Today podcast is going to get you through the season and to a championship. Fantasy Football Today, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network, has episodes every single day. Waiver wire, trade talk, starter sit, mailbags, and more. If you want to win your league, you need to listen to Fantasy Football Today. Follow and listen to Fantasy Football Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rye really loaded up our plate today. We got John Kurtz on the show. I don't feel like we ever have John Kurtz on the show when things are going great. Like if K-State was 7-0, we wouldn't have a K-State guest on the show. I guess they also wouldn't be 7-0. Got to factor that in as well. How you doing, John?
This is exactly the point that I made last time. I'm glad that I've finally gotten through to you. That, you know, well, in fairness, I guess, like they are a team that is on a winning streak-ish, I guess. Can we call it that? I mean, it's better than it was the last time I talked to you, at least.
Yeah, I mean, Kansas State is definitely playing better. A point that I made to kick off the show, and I'm curious to get your thoughts, are I think both coaches really need this game for very different reasons. For Lance Leipold, it's time. Like, you've grown this program, the advancements that you've made, there's still a major box to check, beating K-State. If you're Chris Klieman in this, I mean, this is not a banner year for K-State. They're 3-4. If they lose this game, making a bowl game is going to be difficult this year. Like, you really, really got to get to it. If you're not going to hand people who have contributed great money for NIL, for basketball and football, if you're not going to hand them a Big 12 championship, if you're not going to hand them a 9-win season, you at least got to hand them a win over KU, where I think it's been disappointing so far for K-State. It will be a bad season if they lose on Saturday.
Oh, I mean, this is infinitely more important than a bowl game. You know, I mean, maybe some fans don't share that attitude. That's actually a really interesting question to the fan base, because I think the crossover between fans that actually care about a bowl game, that's the same crowd that would care about beating Kansas more than about anything else with the season. I just, you know, it's 2025, dude. I if they get to 6 wins, great, whatever. I'll watch the bowl game, but it doesn't matter at all. But, you know, when it comes to maintaining something that the fans and the program takes as much pride in as this streak, I mean, that's to me, it's like the last stand to accomplish anything really tangible that's realistic this year. I mean, could they only have 2 conference losses. Could they win out and get involved in the tiebreakers and, like, potentially, I suppose that's mathematically possible. I don't think anybody believes that that's realistic. So this is the last thing that you could do to, you know, tangibly make people happy and at least somewhat excited about something that happened this season. So, yeah, I think it's really important. I mean, you've got a big faction of the fan base that is very out on what is happening with Chris Klieman and company right now. I think there's frustration over the staff remaining the same, you know, not enough turnover there, bad offensive coordinator hire, just some things getting stale. It feels like Klieman maybe doesn't have the same fire that he's had before. And then you've got Colin Klein sitting out there as the offensive coordinator of the number 3 team in the country right now, who's probably going to get a Power 4 job in this offseason. And so there's a lot of unrest with the fans right now. I would suggest Chris Klieman would be doing himself a favor with fan sentiment to win tomorrow for sure.
One thing is very interesting, John. You named a whole lot of people. You didn't name the quarterback in that conversation. Now, he has turned things around, but you can't play worse than he played against Arizona.
Well, I mean, yeah, Avery Johnson, I think, is – I don't know if I would put him, like, number one on the list in terms of, like, problems that this team has had, but he is certainly high on the list, and it's just everything's worked in concert together, right? They missed on a lot of things. The offensive line hasn't been very good, and they spent big in the portal on the offensive line. I mean, they brought in a lot of guys. They went to Penn State, Ohio State, USC, like, to go get offensive lineman transfers in. Hasn't worked out. Now, some of that, George Fitzpatrick, who was going to be their plug-and-play starting left tackle, you know, he gets more or less, he has a heat related incident that has kept him out the entire season. Like, the dude's not going to play this year. So, you know, that's some bad luck. The rest of the guys just haven't worked. The running back room, like everything that's gone on with Dylan Edwards, that's been a mess, right? And he has barely been out on the field at all to play with Avery. You've had some injuries in the wide receiver core. There's been a ton of drops. I mean, other guys have let him down too. So I want to say that and kind of preface the conversation about Avery, but I do think that Avery's just sort of emblematic of the team. Like, he's clearly very talented. He has his moments. He has some real bright spots, but there's not much consistency. And there's just not like a toughness or a, like, I'm going to go do this for you guys kind of thing with him. Like, I always tell people when they ask me about Avery, I just say, like, go watch Sam Levitt at Arizona State play. Go watch Brendan Sorsby at Cincinnati play. Go watch Barrett Bachmeier at BYU play. Like, those guys, granted, bigger, right? They're thicker than Avery, so they can take a little bit more as far as, you know, hits, but, like, they are playing at 150% all the time. You'd never doubt that. They go throw their body on the line. Avery Johnson was running for a first down that he would have had easily against TCU, and he slid like a yard and a half in front of the first down marker, didn't get the first down. I mean, that's like what you're missing, I think, really, with him, that is not driving this team forward right now. So, you know, some of the numbers look nice. He's had some moments. He makes some great plays. But he's just not a guy that has like the it factor that's going to like be a force multiplier on the team.
What's the word you would use to describe what a loss would mean? So I was asking Rob this question before we called you, and he used the word devastated. Like, Rob will be crushed at home, season ticket holder, new stadium. They think they got the better team, better quarterback. They're the favorite in this game. Kansas State will be, or KU will be, devastated. What's the word you would use to describe losing to Kansas for K-State?
I just think, like, rage, you know, anger. I think that's what will really happen with the fan base. Like, I think right now there's some level of, like, apathy, and it's been funny talking to people this week on both sides. Like, I don't think anybody is confident in their team to win this game. Both of these teams have been really bad in one-score games this year. Like, with the game on the line, can you go make a play? Like, I certainly don't feel confident in K-State doing that. So I think fans are, like, you know, just a little, almost like half expecting it. A lot of people, I look, I'll be honest, I'm expecting it. You know, I told everybody after the Arizona loss on our 3-Mile podcast, I said, get your affairs in order, whatever you got to do, call somebody, make sure you're prepared for October 25th. So I have long been ready for this, but yeah, I just think this will be the one that really sets people off in terms of like anger, and the heat will get turned up on just like the frustration with Chris Klieman. I mean, look, like, you know, no one's having you can't have a realistic conversation about firing the guy because of his relationship with Gene Taylor, the buyout, like all that stuff. But like, people will be, this is like the thing, you know, that'll get the pitchforks out from people. If you take away the streak and force them to have to deal with now all of their coworkers, fans, family, friends, whatever, who are Kansas fans for the rest of the year, that's what'll really get things going. You know, I mean, you think about like Ron Prince had those wins over Texas, right? He had some really bright moments, but he went 0-for against K-State, Mizzou, and Nebraska. And so, you know, what's the legacy of Ron Prince there? Like, that's the thing that can turn it and override a lot of good things.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your fantasy season doesn't end after your draft. The Fantasy Football Today podcast is going to get you through the season and to a championship. Fantasy Football Today, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network, has episodes every single day. Waiver wire, trade talk, starter sit, mailbags, and more. If you want to win your league, you need to listen to Fantasy Football Today. Follow and listen to Fantasy Football Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That you've done.
John, you know what? Let's talk about one thing positive before we get you out of here. So Rob and I were looking at this top 100 ranked college basketball player list. Jeff Borzillo, ESPN, they put it out. I saw a K-State player in the top 15. I had to do a double take. This P.J. Haggerty kid, he's supposed to be a hooper.
He is, man. I don't. You're not watching college hoops, C-Dot? You didn't watch P.J. Haggerty?
I didn't know it was like this. I didn't know we were talking about like legitimately one of the best players in college basketball. I knew he was a prize recruit. I was surprised to see him that high up on the list, I will admit.
Yeah, I mean, look, like Andy Katz has been putting him in the top 10 for a while now. I think he will be a very good player. I do think there is still like, hey, he is coming up a bit of a level in terms of competition. Like, how will that work? I still think the overall roster, the composition is not ideal, although it's kind of the inverse of last year, which is a better problem to have. I think they have more in the backcourt this year, whereas last year it was like a bunch of threes, fours, and fives, and you were like, how is this going to work? And it didn't. Now they're going to be light inside. I don't know how that's going to work. I don't know how they're going to rebound, but I do feel pretty good about the backcourt and the level of talent that they have there, and P.J. Haggerty is one of those guys. I mean, Adi Bashir is the one who's been drawn a ton of praise from the coaching staff, both internally and now externally. Saw that echoed at Media Days this week. They say he's going to be the best shooter in the country. You know, we'll see. They said that about Brendan Hawson, too, last year. Kind of Coach Tang's thing. I almost wish he wouldn't do that to set the expectation bar that high, but that's how he's going to roll. So, yeah, Bashir. And then I would watch out for Elias Rapik, who's the one of the Euros that they brought in this year. German kid who was playing at a pretty high level overseas. So they have high expectations for him too, and he's kind of, you know, probably going to play the four. I think they need him to be really good. He's a guy that has to hit. Andre Kostic too is probably going to come off the bench. I mean, he's been mocked in the first round by some places next year. It's kind of like a Igor Demin sort of kid who played at BYU last year, who wound up being a draft pick, who took a little time to get going and is young, right? Like, that's the thing with Kostic. He's young. I think maybe some maturity issues that he's fighting, but if they can get him to hit on his potential, like, they've got some guys that could be really good hoopers on this team this year, but it's a question of how does it all come together. We saw them try and do it last year with largely disastrous results outside of like 3 weeks where they played like the best team in the country.
That is our guy, John Kurtz, joining us on the show. He's with the Three Mall Podcast. John, I've decided I'm being neutral in this game. Now, I do think KU is going to win. They're at home. They got the better quarterback. It feels like it's time. But I will say, being able to bond with you on Saturday in KU fan trauma is something I'm looking forward to.
Well, yeah, and it's probably going to happen on the heels of a loss to Mizzou tonight, C-Dot. So, like, I, you know, just pray for me this weekend, buddy, okay?
Okay, I will do my best. That is our guy, John Kurtz, joining us on the show today. Our college football coverage on 96.5 The Fan is brought to you by Bud Light. Bud Light and Tanners, they're teaming up to make every college game day legendary. Every Saturday, rep your favorite college team, catch every play, and enjoy $15 buckets only at Kansas area Tanners locations. Bud Light and Tanners, from the stands to the bar, your game day headquarters.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your fantasy season doesn't end after your draft. The Fantasy Football Today podcast is going to get you through the season and to a championship. Fantasy Football Today, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network, has episodes every single day. Waiver wire, trade talk, starter sit, mailbags, and more. If you want to win your league, you need to listen to Fantasy Football Today. Follow and listen to Fantasy Football Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.